Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
But if you give these people a pass,
they're
going to do it again.
Yes.
They're going to do it again. The necks are lining up with monkeypox already.
Monkeypox,
whatever it is, they're going to do it again.
Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics, and we'll be all over the board today. We do manage money for a living, so if you need our help, make sure you use us as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS. Let's start out with, big election day yesterday, but before we get into that, primary, but by the way, in New York, Republicans aren't used to primaries.
Right.
So this was a new thing.
Yeah.
Turnout was pretty shitty, actually, for the Republican side. The Democrat side, halfway decent. I was asking Stefan Mihaly this morning, I'm like, how in the world are the Republicans going to overcome this? He's like, not a big deal. They're just not used to voting.
And, right. To June.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
To June.
And it's funny. Right. I had a lot of buddies who are pretty politically involved. I wouldn't say they're doing what we do, but but they didn't vote yesterday. I'm like,
I didn't vote.
Like, oh, my God, I forgot about it. I didn't realize. So, But all good. But let's start out with the city of Buffalo. Let's play a quick video of what's going on in the city of Buffalo. Now, this is not just the city of Buffalo. This is basically every major city across the United States of America and basically all around the world. And I say all around the world because, you know, you and I, we've been doing radio for 20 something years, and we talked about the damages of socialism since the beginning of day one of doing this show. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, European style socialism, where when we were at 5% unemployment rates, they were at 9 or 10, right? Mm-hmm. When we were at 3, they were at 5 or 6. Okay. Number one reason is because the massive amount of welfare and free handout programs mm-hmm. all around the world.
Yep. Right?
It's destroyed Europe and it's now destroying this country. Let's just play a quick video from Channel 2 News. Some of the issues that we're now facing.
This is year number two, by the way, of this.
Yeah.
This isn't like it's like all of a sudden it caught them off guard. This is the second year in a row that they couldn't figure this out.
Tonight about public pools across Western New York. Now, earlier today, we told you that the city of Buffalo will not open their outdoor pools this summer.
Now we are also learning that other towns across the region are also closing their pools. Twin Science Liz Lewin is joining us now in studio to tell us why.
I just got two words for you. Hmm? Workforce shortage.
That's right.
Wow. Well, Scott and Mary Alice, we've seen the impact that COVID-19 has had
welfare.
On staffing across many industries, and now
unemployment.
The lifeguard shortage
is
hitting right here at home. But that said, there is some good news here as it pertains to finding ways to stay cool this summer. You'll just have to head indoors.
We're going to close all of the outdoor pools because of a shortage of lifeguards.
Okay, so remember... Oh, I don't know. It was 2 years ago. And they did this thing that they said, they called it 2 weeks to slow the curve. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember Mike and Glenn saying, bad idea, because when you shut down the economy, it's going to have ripple effects for years to come. Guess what a few of those ripple effects were? Well, they never opened up the lifeguard training facilities. They didn't open, they closed the pilot facilities. Anybody else notice that all these flights are being canceled?
That's right.
Why do you think that is? Well, they shut down the pilot training facility for a year. And so now you've got this year gap where we have no pilots, right?
How about this?
Same thing with this.
How about 26 or 29 weeks still of unemployment state of New York? And by the way, the old school days, this used to be the old school days. So if you walked in and quit, right?
Yeah.
You were on your own merits. You were going to go find something on your own, right?
That's right.
If you got fired because you did something stupid, you were on your own merits. Now it does not matter.
No.
The courts are infested with liberal left-wing judges, and they'll just say, you know what? Sir, honey, you deserve whatever
That's
you
right.
want. You just go collect your unemployment benefits and you just enjoy your life for a little bit.
Why do you think it is, folks, that people show up? There's a whole website out there, noshowjobs.com, right?
Yep.
For people that are not showing up. Why do you think that is? Because people take the job, they show up for 2 days, they stop showing up for work, right? Eventually, the employer stops paying them, you know, usually within a couple of days after not showing up for work. And then they just simply go back and they collect unemployment. And they're back in unemployment for another 26 weeks. The fact that it's 6 months It should be 6 days in this state. You want unemployment? How about this? How about you got 2 weeks to get your shit together?
That's right.
Other than that, you can go back on the corner and see if somebody gives you a handout. I'm sick and tired of paying for you so you can sit home on your ass.
30-something percent of the city of Buffalo is either on unemployment or welfare.
Right.
30-something percent.
Can't find a lifeguard to sit there and watch the pool. Right.
30-something percent. And nobody... Nobody thinks this is a bad idea, right? Now, they're still blaming it on COVID. We'll play the rest of it, right? Now, who is this hurting, by the way? Who is this hurting? Let's see. Do the rich people have pools and friends with rich? The wealthier upper middle class people, do they either have pools or do their neighbors have pools? 100%, right? Yep. In fact, I would even argue that most of the I wouldn't say wealthy, but let's say areas like Depew, good parts on most people either have a pool or know somebody with a pool, right? Who is it hurting? Yep. It's hurting the very kids whose dad's a sperm owner, the mom's a crackhead, and this is an opportunity for them to get away for a little bit and enjoy themselves at the pool, right? Not hurting Donald Trump and his kids. Nope. They've got all kinds of pools, folks. It's unbelievable how absolutely stupid these people
incompetent. Are. Incompetent. It's total incompetence.
Total incompetence.
And the honestly, look, it's so simple, right? Cut unemployment, right? Byron, I love you, dude. If you want to do something positive, lobby your colleagues at the state level to cut unemployment down to at least 13 weeks, half a year, folks, half a year. There are two jobs available for every single person on unemployment.
That's right.
Two jobs for every single person that needs a job.
Yep.
And yet we can't fill something like a lifeguard position. You can pretty much fog a mirror. And I mean, obviously there's more to it. I know you have to have lifeguard training and whatever, but come on, it's not that hard.
You're not going to be a doctor. Yeah.
Right. It's not rocket science here. Okay.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is you consistently pay people not to work. The amazing thing is the Western New York State budget is over $200 billion, right? I drive into work this morning. I got coffee all over my suit, right? Because Whirly Drive is still a third world country level.
That's right.
I have been in Mexico.
Well, that's what happens.
I've been in Jamaica. I've been in the Dominican. I've been all over third world countries, all over the place.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
No, here. But you're it's spot on. That's exactly.
But there's no cocktails here. No beaches.
Yeah. There's no resorts.
There's no resort here.
There's not.
At least there, I guess it's all inclusive. There's nothing inclusive here.
No, what we're turning New York State into is California, which is you're going to have the bigger divide between the wealthier and the poor. The poor don't have pools now. Right. They don't have the community pools now. The community pools are empty cement blocks. Right. Another eyesore for the city and the town. Right. But who's a record amount of pools are getting put in the suburbs. Not hurting those people. Right.
It'll be Spalding
and the
Lake
answer will always be the same garbage. The answer will be, well, they need to pay their fair share more. You need to go to work.
Let me say this. They're paying their fair share. There's a lot of money. I just said that. There's $200 billion at the state level.
Yep.
There's billions of dollars in Erie County.
Plenty of money.
Here's what they spend the money on. The art gallery. How many people on the east side of Buffalo stop by the Albright Knox Art Gallery to enlighten their cultural experience, right?
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
You know what it's for? They take the money from everybody and they spend it where the elites want to go, right? Oh, we're going to stop by the art gallery. We're going to have some wine here, maybe a fundraiser for our favorite charity, right? This is what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all wealthy people, to your point, right? You're going to have Spalding Lake. And you're going to have the east side of Buffalo.
That's right.
And everything in between will be a barren wasteland of broken roads and spilt coffee is what it's going to be. I mean, it's a joke.
I guarantee, by the way, if they couldn't fire up the pool in, let's say, Clarence, the people in Clarence would have put together a fundraiser.
There'd be a new board.
They would have a new board, and they would have hired their own lifeguard.
They'd have a new supervisor
in Clarence. Just done it themselves, right? Take it on themselves, right? I live in Alma. We'll do it ourselves. There's not a pool there. Most of us have pools in the town of Alma.
You know what the really crummy thing is that when these poor people in the city – they try to blame their like people like Byron, their leaders, right?
Yeah.
And their leaders turn around and they blame everybody else, right?
That's right.
Well, we don't have enough money. Well,
it's because none of them have the stones to actually step up and say what the problem is.
I mean, seriously.
Because, by the way, if you do that in the Democrat Party right now, you are tarred and feathered. So, for instance, Mickey Kearns, he ran in the primary against Melissa Hartman, who's a how do you go from if you can't figure out what party you're in right now, there's truly the country is so divided at this point, and I'm sorry to tell you. Now, I know some of you old school Democrats are still registered, and I get that. God bless you, whatever. But if you can't figure out the difference in the two parties, and what I mean by that is running. So Melissa Hartman is a Republican. So a Republican right now is thinking it's probably not a great idea to have open borders because we have a massive amounts of fentanyl deaths. We have kids dying every day, right? I'm thinking that, you know, that's probably not such a hot way to handle it. Defunding the police, probably not a good idea. So to switch parties from a Republican to a Democrat right now, that's a huge deal. Now you're saying, well, I'm supporting what's going on with this lunacy of defund the police, and it's okay to burn down our cities. Mm-hmm. And they were doing it, respectful protesting, even though everything's on fire, right? So you switched parties. You switched from me. I get it, by the way. I get switching from a Democrat to a Republican at this point because I would say, you know what? I'm not for open borders. I'm for bringing jobs back to America, right? I get it. To switch the other way, I think there's something wrong with you. I mean, you're only doing it for a job.
That's right.
You're only doing it for one reason and one reason and only, and that's a job, right? Yeah. But the Democrats are so left-wing nut job right now, they don't care, right? So they'll say, okay, as long as you're going to follow our agenda, Melissa Hartman, as long as you're going to follow our agenda, we'll support you.
Let me ask you this.
Mickey's more middle of the road. He's more moderate. Right. That's too crazy for us. Right. We need open borders and defunding the police.
What do they want? What do the unions hope to get out of a clerk's seat? I mean, what do they want? What? They want pistol permits to go back to 2 years? Is that what they want? What do they want? Well, are you looking for DMV lines where you can't get your driver's license renewed? Is that what you want?
Many of these people paying the union dues are too lazy to get involved and understand what their party's all about.
Yeah.
These are the same people that you and I are friends with.
Right.
I shouldn't say friends with, but we know that work hard. They work Monday through Friday, and then they want to go out hunting with you on a Saturday, right?
Right.
And they have no idea what this agenda is all about.
No clue. Well, because the media doesn't tell them, right?
No.
So you got to remember, is the media out there talking about the fact that we have wide open borders? No.
No.
You know, in fact, I haven't heard anywhere in the media. I heard it on Bongino. Listening to his radio show the other day about the 50 migrants that died basically in the back
of a truck. How terrible is that? Overheated in the back of a truck.
Man, that's like literally being cooked in an oven. You were cooked to death in the back of a truck. How tragic is that? That doesn't happen if we have strong borders. But what media is talking about that?
No.
If I did not hear that on Bongino, I would not have heard that at all.
If you were to hear it, they would say, oh my God, how terrible it is. They should have just been able to walk across the border.
But that's what these folks, our friends, right? They go home, they open a beer, they spend time with their kids. They have no idea what's going on. And sadly, you know, go back to the gun owners for a second. You know, these gun owners, half of them are going along with, well, I'll just vote Republican, Democrat, because that's what my union says. That's what my wife wants me to do.
And I'm going to tell you something. The union is still strong here in New York State, and it's bigger and better than ever because it can collectively take your dues and spend them in these elections. And that's what they're doing.
Right.
They're not trying to make your life better.
No, they're not
trying to make better working conditions.
Nope.
They're certainly not trying to negotiate for better wages on your part anymore. That's what they used to do, right? Now what they're doing is saying, how can we win the school elections? By the way, if you look at Stefan Mihailo ran in the town of Hamburg, that Hamburg race, tons of union money came in to go after him. Why? Because he was a right-wing conservative and not part of their radical agenda, right? So
the unions are, I hate to say it, but the unions, especially the public sector unions, are a cancer. They really are. And you know, when you look at private sector unions, look at United Auto Workers, for example, right? At least there's a limit, right? You can take your company to bankruptcy. You've done that,
maybe.
Right? Well, Obama, if it wasn't for Obama, let's be honest, if it wasn't for Obama, they would have gotten wiped out, right?
Yeah.
Obama completely violated 100 years of bankruptcy law, basically.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for that, they get wiped out, right? How many companies, you know, airline companies, how many companies have been wiped out by unions where they've got to reset the table? Usually the unions end up taking it in the shorts. The company takes it in the shorts.
Yeah. Everybody gets hit.
Everybody gets hit. It becomes a lose-lose situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with a public sector union,
They
never lose.
Never lose.
The taxpayers lose it's always taxpayers lose, union wins. Taxpayers, no limit.
But the mountain continues to pile
up. There's no limit.
There's no end game.
It's a bottomless pool of taxpayer money.
No end game.
No, it's bottomless
pool. City of Buffalo is a great example of that, but the city of Chicago, Philadelphia, blah, 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 everything Democrat run. So now we're up to what, $35,000 a kid, $32,000 a kid in the city of Buffalo?
Yep.
The graduation rates are going the other way.
Did you see some of those? Oh, my God. I mean, some of those, like the middle school, what, like 12 kids out of like 80 kids?
Out of 80.
Are you serious?
Yeah, parents were never notified.
But even still, how is a parent do you not know? But I will say, a blame on all parts, right? How do the parents not know? How are the teachers not on the phone? What is the principal doing? Every single person at eighth grade should be fired.
Yeah.
Every single person at school. Some of these schools.
Well, the problem is they don't have enough money, Glenn.
Here's the good news. Right. Well, that's what we'll be.
We'll be back. It'll go from $32,000 to $35,000 a kid because they don't have enough money.
They've got $300 million of COVID money. Here's the thing. And this is the good news. The good news is that school choice is winning across the country now. Republicans, you have some serious options here. Lee Zeldin, I hope you're listening. Congratulations on your primary win. But guess what? If you're just the anti-Kathy Hochul, you lose, dude.
Yeah.
How about – I have still –
He's actually got a shot of winning.
He's got a shot of winning.
You know what he needs? He needs 35% of New York City vote to win.
He needs a solid, articulated platform is what he needs. He needs literally talk about school choice.
That's right.
Talk about the Supreme Court decision on concealed carry.
Yeah.
Talk about the things
and what it truly means, by the way.
What it truly means.
To that point of, hey, let's look at what we've been doing in these inner cities.
Right.
Do you really feel, by the way, folks in New York City, that you're safer now after the SAFE Act?
Right.
Because I can tell you, you're not.
Right. Right.
You're not.
Remember, I would play clips of Cuomo. This is the best thing. Yeah. No more school shootings. No more shooting. We just had a shooting in Buffalo. Right, here in Buffalo, right? Yep. So, and the guy said specifically in his manifesto, if you want to call it that, I'm going to go to Buffalo because I think they have the harshest gun laws and I'm going to probably have the least resistance.
Yep.
And the fact of the matter is, you did all this stuff about schools. You are outraged about Al-Vaidi and you certainly should have. You were outraged about Buffalo. Certainly you should have. And then you passed all, even at the federal level, you passed all kinds of stuff. And it doesn't do anything.
Nothing to protect.
Nothing that they have passed at the federal level or at the state level. We're going to have more magazine bans. You have those. It didn't work.
Yep.
It didn't work. And you know what they didn't do? They didn't do anything to even take down the signs that say gun-free zone.
No.
They couldn't even do that in the state.
No. If they
really cared about protecting the kids, they would replace those signs with, we are well-armed and prepared to defend these kids with our lives.
Some states have. Now, Ohio has, right? Ohio is now training their teachers, the ones that want to be trained, which is the way it should be, on how to hold and protect and shoot a firearm and be there to protect the children, right? But to your point, and not to turn this into a school shoot, but, you know, once again, no barriers around these schools, no conversation about taking the entrance and putting a fence around the schools.
None.
I mean, that's cheap money, by the way. You could put a very cost-effective fence around every single school for
What's more important? A brand new bike path?
Yeah.
Or protecting our kids, right?
That's right.
Because guess what they've spent money on? What's more important to you as a citizen of Western New York? Putting more money in the Bright Knox Art Gallery? Or protecting our kids? Honestly, I could give a 2 cents to a rat's nothing about the art gallery. Put it out of, I don't care. Close it.
Well,
I don't care.
The art gallery has plenty of left-wing rich liberals.
They got plenty of money.
Plenty of left-wing rich liberals who should be donating to that, right?
But you know what?
Jeffrey Gunlock, the bond king, who I'm sure has gotten
doing a fundraiser,
hundreds of millions of dollars from taxpayers to set up his hedge fund. I'm sure he can kick in the other $40 million that they need.
But this is where we spend our money all the time. Do we want better roads in Western New York, or do we want bike paths, right? We get bike paths. We never get what we want.
Yeah.
They get what makes them feel better, right? But none of the problems are ever solved. With twice the budget, by the way, and I can't stop saying that, twice the budget. Florida has great roads and a $100 million budget. Western New York has third world country roads. All of New York has third world country roads and a $200 million budget, billion dollar budget.
And no state tax.
Florida, right.
Roads are better.
Crazy.
Oh, the schools are better. Oh, no, that's all BS.
No, it's all BS.
By the way, I think Florida is now up to like eighth or ninth place when it comes to SAT scores.
Yep.
New York is 32 or 33.
That's right.
So the whole argument of, well, we have better schools, not even close.
Right.
Not even close anymore.
But this is where they're spending the money, right? They take your money and they spend it on things that have absolutely no... I am never going to ride the bike path. It may make everybody feel good. Guess what? There's all kinds of places to ride your bike in Western. There is not a... It's not as if Western New York has no sidewalks, and without these bike paths, there would be no place to ride your bikes. That's simply not the case. If we have excess money... go right ahead.
All well and good. That's exactly right.
All well and good.
All well
go
and good. It. Look, at there's lifestyle things and sure. improvements that you can do, right? But when there's holes everywhere,
right?
When everybody's road looks like absolute crap,
right?
And the tar is going to put in a new bike path as opposed right. to fix the road right, right next
remember
to
that?
It.
Remember that?
With a
we
hole
don't have
in
the
it.
Tar. Remember that?
Yeah.
They didn't have enough material to fix the holes. Mm. But I'm like, wait a minute.
Now
it's like a 25 mile bike path. you just used it up.
Legitimately, that is a real concern right now. You know, I practice. I drag race cars for fun. And I was at Lancaster Speedway last night and I was talking to somebody about, and I don't know how true this is, but this is happening all over the country. They were having trouble getting track compound to spray the track because you can't get it anymore. Right. So
you can't get diesel fuel. Yeah. You can't get diesel fluid. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that we have shortages on and yet you can't get people to work.
Let me say this as of yesterday. All right. So we'll use, and this is Erie County. I know many of you listen all over the country, but Mickey Kearns loses in the Democrat race, right? Now, he's going to run as a Republican. He's going to get the independent line. He's going to get 30 to 40% of the Democrat vote. And he's probably going to walk back into the DMV. However, it is absolutely important that every one of you that think like us get involved politically. Yeah. It's amazing to me how we spent 2 years getting our butts kicked in through COVID from these left-wing lunatic nut jobs. And everybody was committed to getting these lunatics out of office.
Yeah.
And now we're sort of back to normal. So it's like, for whatever, get involved. Yeah. And it doesn't mean money, by the way. Many of you listening say, well, guys, I don't have, $1,000 to write in. It doesn't need to be $1,000. Call Mickey Kearns and say, how can I get involved?
Right.
How can I walk door to door to hand out stuff, right? How can I get involved? Please, 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 please remember the Mark Poloncarzes of the world. Mm-hmm. Remember what they did to you and your kids during COVID.
And
right?
your business.
Remember what they did to many business owners around. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Please remember that and get involved and hand out stuff. Energy makes, I'll tell you what, just asking people, going door to door and saying, I need a favor from you. Do you remember what Mark Poloncarz did? Many of you listening got your butts kicked in your business. Well, go door to door. Have fundraise. By the way, have them at your restaurant. Yeah. Hey, remember what Mark Poloncarz did to my restaurant 2 years ago? Well, have a fundraiser for Mickey Kearns or somebody who's going to run against him.
It's amazing how people just go back to the norm. Like,
they
well,
do.
I guess we're back to
you
whatever.
You can absolutely see how countries and the societies get destroyed.
Yeah,
you
absolutely. And I'm telling you, here's what happens. If you give these people a pass, they're going to do it again.
Yes.
They're going to do it again. The next,
they're lining up with monkeypox,
whatever it is, they're going to do it again.
Oh, absolutely.
These people need to be held accountable for what they did. And what they did, folks, was a substantial increase in suicides, a substantial increase in drug overdoses, a substantial increase in depression.
Yeah.
What they did is absolutely unconscionable. What they did cannot be forgiven. I want trials is what I want. I want a Gail Bernstein, right?
Trials.
Seriously, get them out, folks. Get them out. Don't go back. I'm telling you, in a restaurant, what are you doing letting Mark Poloncarz into your restaurant? Are you crazy?
No way.
If it's and Mark Poloncarz, I have a sign if it's me. If I own a restaurant, I have
allowed.
A sign at the front door that says, if you try to come in, Mark, we will literally tar. I would have a bucket of tar ready to go, right? And feathers, right? Seriously.
You are out. Bye-bye.
Out.
Dump,
get
out.
Dump syrup on them and feather them and send them out the door, right?
Get out.
With a bucket of honey, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But how is he eating in restaurants? How is Gail Bernstein going to restaurants? Here's what happens is, please, please, please don't shut us down again. You beg like the dogs that you are for the little bit of freedom that they might give you. I'm not begging. Mm-mm. We never shut down. Don't shut down. Don't do it again, right? But hold them accountable. Get them out of office. Call their office saying, I haven't forgotten what you did to me.
That's the way to be.
I haven't forgotten what you did to the kids.
If all
I haven't
those
forgotten.
People just got involved and explained
get
their
10 people
to
vote
other
against
people. Hey, look, do you remember when your child wasn't getting an education?
That's right.
And they were sitting at home for a year
over a
flu that had a 0% chance of killing them? Do you remember them going in with face diapers over their head, which had a 0% chance of helping them? And anybody with a brain knew that those were the stats because they looked around the world at
hold
places like Sweden,
folks.
Looked at Florida. I still have people go, Florida didn't end up so well with COVID. No, you moron. They actually ended up a lot better.
But again, but that's the media,
that's
though.
The media.
That's
right.
the media, right?
But
CNN
that's also,
told me.
That's
right?
also many of us not getting out there and explaining the message.
That's right.
Everybody gets, they get into parties like, well, I'm afraid to say anything. No, stand up. Here's the stats.
Yeah.
Here's the stats.
Right.
Florida ended up 20% better than New York did. And by the way, it's a more congested elderly society.
Right.
Should have ended up way worse.
Either that or just excommunicated. That's what I've done. I mean, honestly, I don't want to have any. Some of these people, they have. that they live in an alternative reality. Like, to them, the sky is green.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can say to them.
That's right.
Because CNN told them that Florida was way worse.
Yeah.
They have no idea that Florida has been normal for a year and a half. I mean, for the most part, Florida since July of 2020 has been normal. Their schools opened in September.
Yep.
You went a whole year here without schools being open. They opened them Florida was closed for 2 months. They reopened in the fall, right?
Yep.
It was, I mean, what they did in places like New York is unconscionable. Make a commitment, folks. Get 10 of your friends to go vote in the fall.
That's right.
In November, that's all I need you to do. Just say, I'm going to go vote myself, and I'm going to try to get 10 people to go vote that think like me.
Yep.
That's it. 10 people, 10 of your friends that normally don't vote because they think it doesn't matter, just try to get 10 votes. Now, if you do that and we lose again, then they're counting the votes.
Yeah.
And I am convinced that there's a lot of shenanigans that go on in New York State. I have yet to meet someone who likes Governor Cuomo, right? I mean, former governor now, right? Yeah. But have you ever met anybody? Seriously?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I know a lot of liberals have been there. None of them.
The city itself, which we don't get to see, is a total disaster. I mean, the crime that's in that city right now, the left-wing lunatics. But to your point, I mean,
I don't think they like them.
We know for a fact that 149% of eligible voters are registered in Erie County.
Right.
So to say that there's no shenanigans going on is couldn't be farther from the truth. We know that. There's 149% of eligible voters registered. Yeah. Right. Yes. When you're doing the math, because I did that, like, can only 100% be?
Yeah.
100%. If you got 100% of eligible voters registered, that's never going to happen.
Right.
There's a whole group of people out there that aren't registered, never did, don't give a crap about it, right?
Yeah, it's probably double.
149%. Right. Yes, it is messed up.
And every time they try to clean up the voter rolls, there's lawsuits to prevent it. Why?
Why would that be?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who would not want clean voter rolls? I mean, it's amazing to me that people don't get it. But it's just, but again, the good news is there are, the country is shifting for sure, right? There's, you know, you see it in the Supreme Court,
The Supreme Court, how big is that? To have from a conservative standpoint last week, I felt like, what the heck's going on? Like, this is crazy.
Right. But again, the lies, right? Abortion's now illegal in the country. No, it's not.
Let me play a TikTok
amazing.
Video.
It's
for
just
you.
Unreal.
I don't think you have had a chance to see this TikTok video, but this young lady nails it. And she's humorous but spot on. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's well worth
it. Believe Roe v. Wade has been overturned. I can't believe Roe v. Wade has been overturned. Yeah, but it wasn't banned or anything. It just means that the federal government gave the right to decide on the law back to the individual states. What am I supposed to do now? Well, birth control, condoms, and Plan B are all readily available at multiple different facilities and sometimes even for free. You don't understand. This is a war on women. Oh, I'm glad to see that you remember what a woman is. How can you be okay with the government just taking away our people's...
Pause that for one second. Let me tell you this. Absolutely spot on. And how crazy it is that the same lunatics are like, you know, we're going to pronounce about pronouns and men can get pregnant. And then, because this is so political, and this is not about that most of these people actually getting an abortion. This is about their political views that this is Republican run, and for some reason, because it's a Republican agenda, they don't want anything to do with it. Right.
But that was the right decision. Whether you agree with abortion or not, the decision was to send
it back to the states.
Right. The court in 1973. That whole Supreme Court was a very activist Supreme Court, right? We know that, right? The Warren Court was a liberal activist court. There is nothing in the Constitution. Now, if you want to say that it was a right-wing decision, let me tell you what a right-wing decision would have been. A right-wing decision would have been the interpretation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to determine that life starts at conception and then to outlaw abortion. The Supreme Court could have done that. They could have looked at the Constitution and said, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we are terminating a life. As a result, that's a violation. But they didn't do that.
No.
They didn't make that radical call. What they made was, hey, we looked at the Constitution. There's nothing in this Constitution that talks about abortion. There certainly is nothing that guarantees a right to an abortion that's preposterous to even say so. And the reality of it is, this isn't even a court decision to make. This is a legislative decision that the power should be given back to the states if the federal government's not going to act.
Yep.
And the federal government has failed to act. And guess what? Places like New York, nothing will change,
nothing.
Right? Nothing. Kathy Hochul's out there going, we're going to look at the Supreme Court decision and decide what we have to do. What do you have to do? You have the ability in New York to kill a baby as it's coming out the womb.
That's
and
right.
I know for those that say, no, that's not true. It is true.
It is true.
Look it up, folks.
Passed
you have
three,
the ability to if you are on the delivery table and your baby is crowning, right, ready to come out, right? You could decide and with your doctor say, you know what, I don't want this baby. They'll terminate the pregnancy right there and then. That is wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
I don't care what political persuasion you are. You know, this is – look, there are certain states that are probably going to go too far. Ohio is saying 6 weeks. Okay, 6 weeks, you could easily miss it in 6 weeks. But Florida goes back to 15 weeks. 15 weeks is first trimester, mm-hmm. right? If you can't figure it out in the first trimester, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's very telling, though, when it comes to liberals. And this, I wish I had the clip, but I don't. There was a congressional testimony, and this girl just destroys them. Basically, all she said was, let me ask you this. If we were to carve out an exception for incest and rape, would you then be okay with it? And of course, again, I'm reclaiming my time. You know, you know, these the fact of the matter is that's a very look. We get it, right? It's a small percentage, 3%. You know, we can have a discussion and talk about a potential carve out. But the problem with liberals is that they push everything to the nth degree, right? Everybody was fine and hunky-dory with first trimester, but that wasn't enough, was it, right?
No.
So you pushed it further, right?
And then
you
push it up. Always come up with the worst-case scenario. Always come up.
Of course.
The 0.002. By the way, even within rape now, if you are raped, it doesn't matter. If there is not a hospital in the country that will not scrape your uterus walls.
Of course, right.
To end that
and there's pills and things like that
to clean yourselves up.
But there are you know they push it and they push it and they push it.
She actually talks about this.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Had they not pushed it though,
people's right to choose.
This discussion, right?
Actually, by giving the power back to the states, it gives us the people more right to choose. But it's my body, so it's my choice. Oh, it's interesting right, exactly. You still feel that way after spending the last 2.5 years trying to force vaccines and masks down everyone in this country's throats.
Right.
That's different. You could kill a person.
That's right.
Oh,
Same people.
They can catch COVID. Got it.
Oh,
this
God.
Is going to get women killed. No, because there's not a single doctor in this country that would deny a woman a medically necessary abortion. And as I mentioned before, there are multiple options that are readily available for you to prevent an unwanted pregnancy before abortion even becomes an option. How inconsiderate of you. What if I'm raped? Are you expecting me to carry my rapist's child? No, absolutely not. That's why there are procedures in place. If you go to a hospital and report it, they'll scrape your uterus clean so there's no possible pregnancy. But I don't want to report it. That's okay. You don't have to tell the police anything if you don't want to, but you can at least be medically taken care of. Speaking of, men shouldn't even get a say in this. This is about my body. Oh, okay. In that case, he doesn't have to pay child support. What? Well, yeah.
You know, that is, for just a second.
Yep.
You know, we talk about women's rights a lot. Well, women, the Democrats do. They don't believe it, of course, but they talk about it, right? But what about men's rights?
That's right.
You know, to be honest,
that's half your baby.
That's
right? Half your baby.
I mean, in all seriousness, like you know, shouldn't there be some sort of a consent of a sign off? I mean, you know, you can get pregnant and carry a baby and never tell the husband, right, or the father, I should say, and then years later have that baby.
Finding it out all the time now.
5 years later, bring a paternity suit.
Yep.
Back against an individual, do a DNA test,
right.
And now that guy who had never had an idea is liable for
happening
it.
Happening every day in this country.
It's crazy.
DNA
or the opposite, where the father wants the baby, and the mom says, nope, it's my decision. Well, how is it not a joint decision?
That's right.
There's so many wrong things with this. But the fact of the matter is, going back to the decision from a legal standpoint, if you want the Supreme Court to determine and interpret the Constitution, which is what I want, I love the liberals as well. There's precedent. So once there's precedent, no. Just because there's a bad precedent doesn't mean it.
There's nothing
in the Constitution.
If it's not in their favor, if it's not the way they think
right,
at that
cheating.
Moment,
right.
it's cheating,
right.
it's all, yeah.
But the reality of it is the decision is a legislative one. It should be fought out at the ballot box. It should be made by voters,
right? And state to state. So you
state
have the
state,
option
sure.
to be able to at least be mobile, to be able to get out of the states that you don't agree with, by the way, and move to the states that you do. You know what's amazing to me, though,
sure.
is I'll use Florida as an example. Great state. DeSantis doing a wonderful job. job. Mm-hmm. There's still a bunch of left-wing nutjob liberals up there. Yeah. Why don't they ever move to New York?
Right.
Why don't they ever move to New York? Why don't they move from Florida to New York? I'll tell you why. Because they don't want to pay the 10% tax.
That's right.
They don't want to pay the higher. They don't want
They don't want the crumbling roads, right?
They don't want the crumbling roads. That's exactly right. You know, I mean, are there less liberals down in Florida than there is in New York? Absolutely. You know why? Because the conservatives are moving out of New York and moving to Florida. Yep. That's how the country was structured. It's a great, by the way, it puts pressure on other states. Zeldin right now is mathematically, statistically in the race with Kathy Hochul. Statistically, they're about 3% apart. Margin of error is 5%, right? So he's in the, but why is that? Well, it's because people are starting to get sick and tired of Kathy's garbage and this left-wing, you know, defund the police crap, right? Yep. But there's a big chunk of people that got so upset by it, they said, I'm leaving.
A lot of
I'm moving to Florida. I'm moving to Texas, right? Yeah. I can vote with my feet. Boy, that's what this court ruling was all about. You states, you figure it out. But great.
If they wanted to pass a federal law, they could, right?
Yes, they could have.
If they wanted to pass a federal law, then you Democrats can get together, put it on the ballot, right? You know, make it a campaign issue.
Yeah.
And guess what? If you have enough of a majority in the Senate and the Congress, you can pass a federal law that guarantees the right to an abortion.
That's right.
You can do that. You can pass an amendment if you want to. You can pass an amendment to the Constitution. If you really want to have abortion as a constitutional right, then go for it and get the country. You're going to have to get 3/5 of the state to agree. That's going to be a pretty heavy lift.
Majority of people agree with this decision. A majority of people are doing exactly what this young girl said, which is, what a minute, baby, you're not banning abortion. You're just pushing it back to the state. Right. By the way, hey, look, it's a moneymaker for New York, Kathy. Oh, yeah. You can have all the abortions. Absolutely. They can fly up here.
Yep.
You know, you can set them up in a hotel and they can get their abortion. By the way, over 50% of abortions are performed by second-term offenders. It's a major form of birth control for many
people. It is. That is the form of birth control for a lot.
They can't figure out how to put a condom on or get on birth control, so we'll just have an abortion.
Let me tell you another statistic. In the latest numbers I saw, I don't know what the most recent are, but in the last couple of years, a majority of black babies in New York City were aborted. A majority. Over 50%.
Yep.
It was like 52 or 53% of pregnancies of black women ended in abortion. Now, look, that's not safe, rare, and legal, right? Remember that? It used to be, that was Clinton's thing. It was safe, legal, and rare. Safe, legal, and rare is 50%. Yeah. 50% is genocide, folks. 50% is a little bit out of control. Yeah. 50%. You have the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb.
That's right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
Forget about the Chicago streets.
There's
at least you got an 80% chance of making it in Chicago. You got less than 50.
Right. 50% in New York you're not going to make it out.
That's pretty staggering, folks. And I think if people knew that, when I tell people that number, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's not 5%, folks. It's 50 in New York City. 50. Is genocide. Like 50 is wiping out
the
race.
Truth, media, it's crazy. Still going to be 50% next year. Nothing is changing.
It will. No, New York will still be 50.
Nothing is changing.
Here's the other thing that's amazing, too. Let me talk about misinformation for a second. How about this for misinformation? We can't defund Planned Parenthood because where would people get their mammograms?
Yeah.
Did you know that Planned Parenthood doesn't give mammograms? None.
No.
Zero.
That's funny.
Planned Parenthood does not provide mammograms at any facility in the country at all. Not one. And yet, if you ask a liberal, the first thing they'll say is, if you get rid of Planned Parenthood, women will have no place to get their health care. Planned Parenthood is an abortion factory, is what it is.
That's all it is.
Okay. That's all it's ever been.
And by the way, many conservative groups who have gone undercover have exposed that, right?
Absolutely.
For them actually selling body parts at one point. Yeah.
Yes. Disgusting. And it's on video. I tell people that, they're like, no, it didn't happen.
Here's a video.
It's on video.
Here's a video.
They're talking about, well, if you can keep them more intact, if you cannot take the arms off, you know, we really need an intact torso for this. Disgusting.
Gross.
But that's what they did. That's what they've done.
Yeah.
New York, watch the medical corridor and watch how it expands. Now that Missouri has no abortion, right? And there'll be a lot of southern states, probably 15 to 20 of them that say none.
Yep.
There's already some that have kicked in the air like
you'll
that.
Be flying in.
But New York will become an abortion factory and the dollars will go right to the UB medical campus that gets funded for research.
I was gonna say, somehow that'll cost the New York taxpayers something.
Probably.
It won't be a profit engine for it. It'll somehow we'll figure out a way to make sure that, well, you can fly into New York, we'll pick you up like what they do at welfare now. So you can fly into New York, You can call for a car. Right. They'll drive you to the welfare place.
That's right.
You can sign up for welfare. You can take the car back. You can fly back to Myrtle Beach, and you can get your checks sent in.
That's
because 30% of welfare checks in the state are actually paid outside the state.
It's nuts.
We'll end with this.
There's one last
huge
thing,
the Supreme Court ruling means for gun control. Mm-hmm. You know, now it's okay to not hide in your house in New York State with your gun. You can actually take it outside and protect yourself.
That's right.
And what this will do, by the way, is make things safer. We know every single time there's more good people with guns.
Right.
There's less soft targets. Things get safer. And this will make it safer here in New York State.
Again, though, a misrepresentation, misinterpretation.
On purpose,
right? I heard a prominent lawyer in Western New York. I don't know where his head is at. Maybe he's just completely ignorant, but this is a very smart guy who I have a lot of respect for. Literally come out this week and say, well, now that we have this ruling, people are going to be walking around in the streets with AK-47s.
No.
Nothing could be further from the truth, okay? That is a lie. That is a falsehood. That is not true. We don't have open carry in this state. What the Supreme Court said was these arbitrary, you know, we're not going to – you have to have a good reason for you. And that's what New York has been. New York has been, what is your reason for wanting to be able to defend yourself?
Yeah.
You would think that the ability to defend yourself would be reason enough.
Yeah.
You would think that a constitutional right would be reason enough.
Because most people don't get a warning, right?
No.
So if you're in a position where – I was with Stefan Mihailu last year as an example, when he was for 2 years ago when he was running for office. Mm-hmm. And these left wing, you know, thugs came up and they surrounded him. Mm-hmm. Right. And now, fortunately, there was some conservative folks there that took these kids out pretty quick. Right. But there was no warning. They didn't call Stefan before and say, hey, before you leave your house, Stefan, you should really bring your gun because we're going to try to attack you today. Of course, dirtbag Mark Poloncarz came out and said, oh, Stefan attacked some kids and, you know, shame on him.
Right. Because it's normal for a politician or a businessman, though, to step up and attack a dozen kids.
Yeah.
Right. That happens.
You don't know when the threat's coming.
Moron.
You don't know when the threat's coming, but you should be able to at all times protect yourself and your family.
Right.
And that's what this
says.
And this is a big deal. This is a big win. It's really nice to get some kind of a warm and fuzzy to say that the courts, the Supreme Court, are actually looking at the law. Because I can tell you at the local level, they're not.
Well, and that's what the liberals want, right? What the liberals have said now is, you know, they're not in tune with the American, you know, perception or American, you know, pulse of America, whatever. I've heard all kinds of stupid stuff. That's not the Supreme Court's job. The Supreme Court job is to interpret the Constitution of the United States of America, not to, you know, figure out which way the wind's blowing, not to take popular opinion. Well, the popular opinion is that we want more gun restrictions. Who's popular opinion?
That's
liberals?
Right. That's right.
CNN's, right? Yep. The Supreme Court, all of our courts, none of our courts are supposed to be looking at public opinion in their decisions, right? That's not the rule of law.
Nor should things be leaked and then their house stalked out either.
And by the way, who's the leaker?
Right.
You haven't?
Right.
Seriously?
Right.
If that was a Republican, they'd have been in the gallows by now. They'd be sitting in the J6 prison, with no bail.
That's right. January 6th, they know that a 75-year-old lady was escorted in by the FBI, and now she's still sitting in jail.
That's right.
But yet they don't know the leaker of this.
Right. Sure they don't.
Garbage.
Right. They were hoping to put pressure on the court. How is it that we are allowed?
By the way,
is that legal?
I actually think that helped the conservatives. I mean, it got leaked out there, and instead of it being sprung now on, you know, in the midsummer, it was leaked out. People knew it was coming. I mean, not that it was good. Should never happen, but it backfired on them for sure.
It did backfire on them, but the fact of the matter is that they haven't outed the leaker yet, and they haven't prosecuted it is outrageous.
Yeah.
It really is. They were hoping. The fact that they were allowed to protest in front of Supreme Court judges' houses, especially the ones that have kids, is out of control.
You can't tell me they
don't
know
that leaker. Out of control. How is it that a bunch of conservatives didn't show up and perform citizens' arrest? Can you still do that in this country?
Yeah.
Because that's illegal.
Crazy.
And for the U.S., you know, whether it's the feds or the FBI or the U.S. Marshals or whoever's, you know, tasked with protecting them, for you folks to just stand there and allow these protests to happen in front of Kavanaugh's house, in front of Amy Comey Barrett's house, shame on you. Shame on you. You should turn in your badge. Turn in your whatever law enforcement credentials you have and go sell hot dogs on the corner.
That's
about – if you're not going to enforce the law, right, these are the same kind of clowns that walked in with health inspectors. I'm sick of it. I tell you, the police have done a lot of damage to themselves as far as reputation goes, and it's because of stuff like this. Enforce the law. There's a specific law that says you cannot protest in front of Supreme Court judges' houses. There's a reason for that, right? They're not supposed to be able to intimidate them.
That means stepping up to leadership as well, because if you look at the leadership and it's top down from the state of Florida, by the way,
that wouldn't happen.
DeSantis is saying, look, I support you. The leadership in the police departments are saying, we support you.
Right.
And guess what?
You don't get
things are safe. Right. There's no burning of buildings. None of that stuff.
I would suggest that Kavanaugh, Barrett, and the rest of them move to Florida, where if there's a protest in front of your house, you can be rest assured that DeSantis is sending the National Guard, if that's what it takes,
that's right,
to put a 4-block perimeter around your house so they can't get anywhere near you, right? And that's how it should be, because that's the law.
They tried to leak it, obviously, for the midterms. That's going to backfire big time on them. The number one concern is always your pocketbook, your family, and say, the financial guys, it's all about money. Yeah, well, I guess it is. It's about paying your bills, and it's about feeding your family, right?
Well, that's why when you look at the polls, like, abortion's not even on the list of top 10.
Nope, not even on the list of top 10.
It is inflation.
They were hoping it was.
It's not. No, it's not. Nothing.
Gas prices is number one. Every single time somebody fills up at the pump right now, they're knowing that it's and don't say, oh, it's a global 100%. We know that if we increase the supply of fuel, and most people with a brain know that we've restricted the supply of fuel, and that is the number one reason why fuel prices are high, and they're going to pay for it in November, and they're going to pay for it big time.
Well, that's something the media can't hide, right? CNN can't lie to you about gas prices, right? They can try. They can blame Putin. They can blame whatever. No one's buying it. Americans are not that dumb, and if they were, nobody cares, right? Yeah. All they know is that their gas prices are higher, and you are in office.
And it's that middle-of-the-road vote, by the way, because there's a lot of left-wing lunatics that don't care if it's $30 a gallon. They don't care. They'll walk. They'll ride their bicycle. They don't have a job anyway, so they don't care. And then you've got folks like us who are conservative thinking people. We're never going to vote for a Joe Biden. It's the middle of the road voter. It's that swing vote that says, you know what, if things are good and prices are stable and I can feed my family and the stock market's doing okay, my 401k plan's all right, I'm going to vote to stick with where we are. But if things aren't, I'm going to vote the opposite.
That's right.
And they're going to vote the opposite.
That's
November,
right.
Big time.
It's the economy. It's always been the economy. When the economy is bad, that is the number one important decision for voters in every single election.
Yeah.
And you can add now inflation to that, which is a huge negative for a lot of people. Families are struggling out there. There's a lot of middle-class families. 70% of this country lives paycheck to paycheck, right? The other 30 are on welfare, right? So there's a big chunk of this country.
Over 50% of the country dependent on government.
They can't, there's no extra in it to, they have to make lifestyle adjustments, and that stinks.
Yep.
And they know it. You look at the vacations and things like that, you're starting to see the tail off, right? People don't want to make those lifestyle choices. They want lower gas prices. They deserve lower gas prices. And for those that say, by the way, don't be one of those people that say, well, the global market, you realize how stupid you just sound, right? Mm. Guess what? America, we also happen to be on the globe, you morons, right? And so if we produce oil, that goes to the global supply, right?
Well,
so yeah, but we're one of the largest producers of oil and gas in the world, right?
It is a global market.
Yeah,
and we were independent of everybody else to buy fuel before Biden took office.
Right.
And it is a global market. And by the way, this is a great opportunity to win. You know, building our company over the last 20-something years, when the stock market was down, we would tell our financial advisors, look, you can't control that. I wish we could, right? I wish we could all of a sudden draw a line and the stocks went straight up. You can't. How do we control it? Well, what do we do? Well, number one, we take advantage of it. Our portfolios are very diversified, so we can rebalance and buy down on the stock market. Number two, you can get out and educate your clients and educate the public and bring in new clients because they're not getting educated by other financial advisors. You can win. We can be winning in America. We should be winning in America. We should be supplying natural gas and oil over to Europe right now. This is an opportunity for us to win. Take the 59 million people that are sucking off the system, tell them to go get a damn job, and bring those jobs back here and make America great. And for you environmentalists, we can do that too. We can say, you know what, guess what? As we're winning, we can actually take a portion of that money and plant trees and make the environment more friendly. Yeah. And guess what? When we bring in more money, I don't know, the places that seem to bring in the most amount of money in this country also seem to be the cleanest.
That's right.
They seem to be the cleanest. Yep. So maybe it's a win-win for everybody, right? But But again, we've got leadership, and that's not thinking that way. They're not thinking America first.
No, no, no.
They're
it's America last. It's you have to wonder. You have to think that he's been bribed.
Right? Yeah. There's no doubt.
I mean, you look
at
this latest leak of that basically is the smoking gun with Biden.
Yeah. Let's finish with that.
Biden calling his son.
Could you imagine if Trump called his son?
I think you're in the clear.
I think you're in the clear. Let's just play this real quick.
We'll finish with this.
By the way, we do manage money for a living, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget, we're a one-stop financial shop. When it comes to home and auto, we have over 25 companies to help save you money. It's so easy. A liberal could do it. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop. You want to save money, by the way. It's a great way to do it. I think some of you have been with insurance companies since, you know, 1920. And your rates have been going up, 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 up. Just shop them. Just shop them. Right. Give Mike 14 minutes. And by the way, if you think like us, you get to work with somebody who thinks like you. So use this as a resource. Comes to Medicare, and we've got a whole team of independent AHIP-certified Medicare reps that can help. So use our team, again, as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS. Let's end it with this. And I want you to think, if this was Trump's son, if this was Trump's daughter, how outraged would the media be?
Well, remember, he specifically said, I have never gotten involved with my son's business dealings.
Never.
Everybody knows it's a lie.
Yeah.
But this is the smoking gun
right
here.
Even though his son's office moved right in with his office in Washington, D.C.
10% for the big guy, right? This is the big guy calling his son here to let him know that. It looks like the article, looks like you're in the clear with all the shenanigans you've been pulling.
Hey, pal's dad. It's 8:15. On Wednesday night, if you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I need to clear. And,
so how does he know? Anyway, they're sending the Times is sending the
I
big
think
guy.
You're clear.
The Times. Look at how dirtbaggish this is, right? The Times is sending Joe Biden the article before it's released. I think you're clear. I think you're good.
Let me say this, though.
Even though we've got videos of you with smoking crack, and we've got your laptop with all the other, I think you're clear. The New York Times is going to clear this up for us.
Mike, as a father, if you had a son or a child that had some, you know, substance abuse issues, you know, had hooker issues, obviously, right? Would you put that child in a situation where they're now responsible for the international shakedown to provide the money for your family?
Oh my God.
How morally bankrupt do you have to be as a parent?
What do they have on you?
What an absolute dirtbag.
What do they have on you?
I would be protecting my son and my child.
At all costs.
I would take them out of anything that could potentially, in fact, not even a child. I had an employee once. Let me tell you this one story.
It's so intertwined and
messed
up.
It's so intertwined. It's messed up.
And they've got so much garbage on these families that they just can't back out at this point.
Let me say this. This is a true story, okay? I'll end with this story, okay? We had a colleague. It wasn't an employee of ours. It was an employee of a company that we were working with. That was our broker-dealer years ago. And this guy was a really talented guy. He was really, really good at what he did. He was a home office employee. And when we went to start our own broker-dealer and build our own company, Peak, I reached out to this guy because I knew how talented he was, and I really enjoyed working with him in the compliance space. And I got in touch with him. I said, look, and I want to talk to you about potentially coming over and joining our organization because I really enjoyed working with you, and I think, you know, you are a very talented individual in what you've done, and I think it'd be, you know, worth it to have a conversation. He said, well, I got to be honest with you, Glenn. I've always really enjoyed working with you, but I had a real run-in with the law, and he tells me the story. What happened was he ended up getting into a car accident. They prescribed him opioids, which is typical. He got hooked like a lot of people do, right? Of course, he couldn't get them anymore, so he turned to heroin like a lot of people. Happens to a lot of people. He's a white-collar worker, right? Good guy, family guy, right? Got busted in another car accident. Now he gets busted with a heroin. Thank God, because now he's got to force him into rehab. Mm-hmm. He's in the D.C. area. He moves out of D.C. He's living somewhere else now, getting his life back together because I've been clean and sober for a year. I said, well, honestly, as much as I would love to bring you to Florida, you know, the home office is in Florida, which is right outside of Miami, happens to be one of the hotbeds of heroin and opioids in the country. And in all consciousness, this is a colleague, not even a family or anything. I think I met this guy maybe once face to face, but I worked with him for a couple of years, and I just said to him, like, listen, I don't want to take the chance of putting you in a circumstance that you're going to fall off this wagon if you're doing so well.
Yeah.
Let's talk again in a couple of years. And we have touched base over the years, and he's still struggling with addiction. But I wouldn't put another individual in a situation where I thought they may put themselves in a harmful situation that they may cause them to lose their lives or lose their everything they've worked for. I wouldn't do it.
No.
I wouldn't do it. I certain as hell wouldn't do it with a family member or a friend
or your son.
What kind of depraved individual are you?
You only can imagine the dirt that they have on the Biden family, man, to hold this against them, right?
I guess. But to put your kid out there, and though, the you media the, but he's the one putting his kid out there on a regular
media
basis.
Continues to defend them, right? Why, by the way, have we still not released the Jeffrey Epstein list of all those people on that airplane, right?
One of the things that is amazing is that this just came up. Bongino talked about this week. They have a hunter literally on another audio. I don't have it today, but another audio where he's going back and forth with a Russian hooker, right, that he's paid $10,000 to. Now, he's already saying, I can't wire the money because the last time I wired more than 10 grand, it triggered all kinds of bank stuff.
Can you imagine?
So he's wiring.
How in the world is the mainstream media not talking about this? And you on the left going, well, that's probably everything's fine. You're not hiding anything.
But he wired money from his own bank account to a Russian bank to pay these. Now, you don't think Vladimir knew that money was coming from Hunter?
Right.
Do you think they sent the normal hooker? I don't think so. how about the KG? What's her name? The Natasha from, whatever it is, right? It was a KGB spy of some sort that they sent.
Wired up
and
ready to negotiate.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? This is the president's son. At the time, it was the vice president's son, a senior senator's son. What goes through your brain? What kind of moron do you have to be? I mean, honest to God, but this is the Biden family, folks.
Right.
This is for all of those that say, well, look at the Trump family. Oh, what? The success, the businesses, right? The professionalism.
The good kids who aren't doing crack cocaine.
I mean, seriously?
Who haven't knocked up a stripper and then neglected the child.
Jeez.
Those kids? Yeah, those kids.
Unreal.
All right, we'll end with that.
That's the Biden family. That's your first family right
833 Finn guys, if you need us throughout the week. We do talk a lot about politics, but we do manage money for a living Monday through Friday. Use our team as a resource, whether it's chartered financial analysts on the investment committee, certified financial planners, registered investment advisors. Look out, by the way, we're revamping our college planning division. So that's going to be launching very shortly here. We can do your FAFSA forms, although not due until October. So you got a little time for that. But and they're changing all that. So that's going to be fun. But look forward to that. Medicare, turning 65, think of the financial guys, and home and auto as well. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. Take care. All right.